The nation of Belize has less than 500,000 people in it. Yeah, you think about that. I'm talking about the entire nation. There's a lot more people in Fort Worth, Texas. There's nearly as many people in Johnson County, Texas, as there is in this entire nation, which means this is a place that we can make a tremendous difference. Our ministry has been here for a long time, and the rescuers that we connect with are people that are embedded, and they are committed, and so should we be.
Our first time here in Belize has been amazing. To see the kids, the way they light up when we get out of the vans and come up to them. With the toys, the games, they're so energetic. They bring smiles to our faces. It's just so magnetic. For the Spark shirt, to see that they just light up, it sparks them, and it's been a great first experience for us.
It literally is one of my favorite things when I bring kids ice cream, because it just bridges the language gap. It doesn't matter, you know, if I understand the language, if they know me. Just the smiles that you see on their face is just priceless.
People are continuing to be saved here in every way that someone can be. Stand with us today and say, not on our watch.
Well, hello, my friends. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Welcome, guys, to episode number 44 of this year's edition of The Pulse, where I got my heart in line and in tune with the heartbeat of King Jesus, and I bless you in Jesus' name. I'm Troy Brewer, and I'm so grateful, man, that you're joining us here today. And guys, we got a good one for you today. I'm going to be joined by my brand new friend, somebody that you probably already recognize. He came in all the way from Austin, and I didn't even know there were any godly people in Austin, Texas anymore. Pastor David Hernandez is here with us today, and he's going to be joining us. So get ready as we talk about the power of the Holy Spirit and what the Lord is doing and these last days before we see the imminent and the glorious return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, I am here with my good friends, Miss Shay Wilbur. How are you today?
I'm great, Pastor. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's good to see you. What great meetings we've had this morning.
Yes, amazing meetings, and we've already seen miracles today, and I just think it's really cool because you preached, we talked yesterday about how important it is to remember miracles.
Yes.
And we've already had one today, so
we've had a massive
thankful,
miracle.
Massive miracle, and just so thankful for all that God's doing here in this house and through our work.
Guys, listen, such as I have, I give unto you, and I want to tell you, we're going to be praying for miracles today. We're going to be praying that you see breakthrough. We're going to be praying that you see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so you don't want to miss today's episode. It's going to be really good. I'm talking to you here in the studio at Open Door Church, upstairs in the room that I discovered a few years ago. We didn't even know that this room was up here. And if you know the story, I was literally preaching from the pulpit, and God told me, go up there and knock down that wall and go and see what's behind it. Well, anytime God tells me to knock down a wall, I'm going to do that. And so after church, I climbed up here, and I was like, yeah, this wall is not right. Busted in here, and this giant part of this church, which was given to me, and it's not in the blueprints, I was like, oh my gosh, there was, Shay Wilbur, there was 10 million honeybees in here, and honey was literally dripping down the walls.
That's prophetic.
How prophetic
That's
is that?
That's prophetic.
Well, now it's the studios here, and coming at you from right over here, you see that right there? That is the glorious YouTube prize directly over my shoulder. Ta-da! Well, I see that we have friends joining us from all over the planet Earth. You girls, tell me about it.
Yes. So we got Aaron Ash. We got California in the house. We have Canada, Pamela from Canada. We have Luis Soto from Florida. We have Kala from Uganda. Excellent. We have Ivy
Uganda is in
the house. We have Monica Brelli in Arizona. We got Matt from North Carolina. Monica. We have Kathy Yan, Sarah Spencer, everybody that's watching us.
Pablo is from Argentina.
Yes, we love Pablo. Misses a pulse. I love it. We got Jill Jones.
Jill Jones Jacobs. Hallelujah.
I love her. She is the best. Yeah, we got people from all over the world. Don't forget that when you comment, when you share, we are being the hands and feet of Jesus. I love what we say here in-house. You are being a media missionary. And when you share and you comment and you repost, you don't know on the other side who might need that word, might need that specific prayer or verse that Pastor Troy or the word that we're talking about today. So don't forget, write, comment. You could write us, you could comment, you could share. And when you're doing that, we are being the hands and feet of Jesus.
Well, I got some exciting news and some updates about what all God Almighty's doing through our ministry and all over the planet Earth. And I mean, we just recently picked up a brand new rescue center in the nation of Belize. We featured Belize here at the beginning of this, and we're starting another. Well, it's an outreach for pregnant girls. It's a birthing center, but it's also a way that we discover girls that need to be rescued from slavery. It's one of the tactics that we have. And there is no medical anything in this entire region. So, Rebecca, you were just there just a couple of weeks ago. It's the real deal, isn't it?
It is. I cried when I went in there because I was not what I envisioned that we had a pregnancy center. It's what do you think you have here? Mm-hmm. And they don't have that there.
Right.
And so I'm so glad that we partnered and we're going to do this and it's going to change. And we're saving women from slavery and things, and we're giving them hope. Life. Look what it's called. Yeah. Hope for life. That's what it's called.
You know, the reason why we have so many babies' homes in Uganda is because there is no medical birthing clinics anywhere, and hundreds of young girls, many of them 12, 13, 14 year old pregnant girls who are not protected, they have their babies and they die by themselves. And whenever we find out about that, we go out there and we actually find those babies. We rescue those babies. Many times we pull them out of latrine pits.
Yes, sir.
Literally pull babies out of the filthiest mire you can imagine. And then, and now, guys, we have homes and homes and homes of all those kids. And we don't, guys, in the nation of Belize, we have an unbelievable team of people that has helped to birth over 1,500 babies in the past 10 years.
Wow.
And so we're like, hey, man, let's just do another one. And so we're doing another one, which means, guys, we're going to rescue so many people. So I want to say a great big thank you to everybody that called in yesterday that stepped up and said, not on my watch. We're going to help you do this. We're going to help you rescue people like Emma. And Emma is a girl that we just rescued. We rescued her this last Saturday. I call her the Oreo girl. Now, this little girl has been a slave since she was little bitty. I mean, like a slave.
Yeah.
So sometimes she was a sexual slave. Sometimes she had to carry packs of drugs through the jungle and cross borders. And she was always just kind of part of the horrific package that once she went from one crime racket to another, hey, here's your drugs. And then they looked at her and said, okay, you're going to be part of the party. That little girl has been abused. That little girl has been taken advantage of. And then boom, Jesus shows up and rescues this girl. We bust the dudes that owned her. We're throwing them under the prison, We're working with the prosecuting attorneys there all throughout the nation of Mexico. We're working with the attorney generals. We're good friends with the state attorney generals. We are literally funding the good guys to come in and to kick down the doors and to take these animals, throw them into the prison. And then we take these little girls and then we raise them. We've been doing that now for 30 years. Emma was rescued last week. She's only 14. She's a 14-year-old child. And I can tell you, we said, okay, darling, it's Christmas. The kingdom has come to you today. What do you want? And the only thing she could imagine to get was Oreos.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it just shows you, like, these kids, they just want to be kids.
Yeah, they just want to be kids.
And it's like you realize how young they are. She's only 14 years old.
Yeah.
And she wants to be a 14-year-old and eat cookies. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's just, it's so crazy. And, well, you know, it was super interesting to me that they, when they busted, so the way that they found her, is they were trying to bust this crime ring. Mm. And when they did so, they found a few women, and she was in this group of a bunch of women. They asked their ages, and she lied, because that's, I'm sure, what she was told to do. Mm-hmm. And when they brought her in for the medical examining, because that's part of our process, we don't just like rescue and pray for them, which is great, but we do all the medical. We do, if they're addicted to drugs, we send them to rehab. We do all the things. And they realized this girl is not an adult. She's 14 years old.
Yep.
And she just wanted Oreos. That was what she wanted.
Yeah.
No, and man, now she's able to be a kid. Like, she didn't have that before.
I can't tell you how many kids, man, that I've been on the rescues with them that whenever we say, okay, do you understand that you've been set free? And they never, it takes a while for them to understand that.
Yeah,
because they don't know. And then go, okay, what do you want? Like, here's the deal. You can have anything you want. You tell me, and Papa Troy's going to get it for you today. And always, you know, sometimes if they're older, they'll be like, yeah, I'd love a computer. I'd love this. I'd love
video
that.
Video games or something.
Something, you know? And how many times that they have said, I want an ice cream. I would like an ice cream, please.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, I see. It just takes them a while. It just takes them a while. But guys, we have Emma now.
Amen.
And she's actually in our home. And that home is full of rescue girls that love me. They love y'all.
Yeah.
They are beautiful. They're wonderful.
Gorgeous.
Yes. And now, guys, she's set free in every way that a girl can be set free. And soon she will be saved in every way that a girl can be saved, because Jesus has come to get her. And every one of these girls get saved. Every single one of them end up becoming rescuers in their own way, somehow, some way. And if you partner with us, you're actually a part of that. So be sure and call the number on the screen and say, I'm going to stand with Pastor Troy today. And how do they do that? How do they contact us? How do they stand with us?
So you could call us at 877-413-0888. Or you can, if you want, and you're like, you know what? I want to sow into this pregnancy center. I want to sow into another Emma. You can mail us at Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas 76097.
Or I am a snail mail guy.
Yeah.
I have the Burleson.
I don't care. I swear. I'm scared to death that some Chinese communist is going to be stealing my stuff.
Or you can give at odx.tv. Also, you can give at troybrewer.com. And you could click on give.
Yeah, and we have a really cool special that we're doing today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the, you know, Pastor Troy, yesterday we had an amazing show, guys.
Yes.
And we talked about how we need $5,000 a month to support this pregnancy center in Belize, right? And
brand
so Pastor
project.
Troy was wearing a hat signed by who? Ted Nugent.
So Ted Nugent gave me a hat.
Yes.
It's signed and autographed by him.
Yeah.
And I wore it yesterday and said, you know what, man? If anybody wants to give at a monster $5,000 level and help us with 1 month of this pregnancy center. Mm-hmm. And this, by the way, this by the way, is number 55 of our rescue centers throughout the planet Earth.
That's insane.
Number 55. So we have over 4,500 children under our care every single day right now, plus all these other projects. And all those kids are kids that we've rescued. And so, man, we had people step up, and I'm so grateful for them.
Yeah, we're so grateful for them. And so you only had one signed hat. So that was especially yesterday.
Yeah.
If you felt it on your heart, felt moved to give $5,000, you were going to get that signed hat. Which Tommy and Susie. He took it off his head. We gave it to our departments. So they're going to be following up with you. But listen, we have a really special treat for those. If you feel it on your heart to sew in, to sponsor our pregnancy center in Belize for a month. So $5,000. Pastor, I hope this is okay with you, but we are offering a 1 hour phone call. It can be a coaching session. It could be Pastor Troy zooming into your Bible study, but basically 1 hour on the phone or Zoom with Pastor Troy. And thank you, Pastor, for allowing us to offer your
really
time.
I don't really know why anybody would want to spend an hour on the phone with me. With that said, I would be happy to do that. And also, you will also get a lifetime membership to Stage 3 at ODX.
Exactly. And that's a lifetime membership to access to all of our conferences, all of our content. It's an incredible, incredible deal. And I just think, I mean, you know, maybe you lead a Bible study at home. Maybe you want some spiritual coaching or some prayer. I mean, if you're watching, you know, he's prophetic. So you never know. If you get on the phone with Pastor Troy, what the Lord might drop in his spirit, it could be just for you for that time. So if you feel it on your heart to sow $5,000 to help us work towards sponsoring another month of our pregnancy center, please do that. Mm-hmm. Call 877-413-0888. And we will be so grateful. And of course, a gift of anything is a huge blessing to us. And Just wanted to highlight that today.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you did. I know that everybody is aware that we gave away 96,000 mm-hmm. pounds of food on Saturday. And we've been doing that now for 35 years. 35
yes,
years.
Sir.
Which is craziness. And the food bank was great.
Praise
we
God.
Will not be having a food bank this coming Saturday. It's the Saturday after next. But continue to pray mm-hmm. for all of our food sources and all that. Listen, guys, and signs, miracles, and wonders are happening out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, people are getting saved. And we had five people got saved on Amen. Saturday. We just got through doing a big baptism. We baptized hundreds of people. Mm-hmm. Listen, Jesus Christ is alive and well
mm-hmm.
Right now during this day. I Amen. Promise you
yeah.
he is.
He is a miracle-working God. Amen. And I love that our guest today is very in tune with that. He has a whole book on the Holy Spirit. And so I'm excited. I'm honestly just excited to sit back and watch the two of you guys.
Yeah, we're
talk
about to. We're just about to let Jesus just take over.
Yeah, it's going to be really good.
Well, I want to throw this out there. If you're somebody like, dude, y'all are crazy. What in a wide, wide world of sports are you asking me to give? That this listen, if you can give, and if you can give with a grateful heart, and if you're a cheerful giver, then give, because this money doesn't come to me. The money doesn't come to them. Mm-hmm. We are rescuing so many kids. We literally don't know what to do. There's not a week that goes by mm-hmm. that we don't rescue at least five kids. Sometimes we rescue, like there's times that we can get like a crime ring and we'll rescue 30 or 40 kids at a time. That's mm-hmm. $2,000 a month commitment for every single mm-hmm. one of those kids. And we are one church, one.
Amen.
We're one church. And it's not like we have 60,000 people in our church. We don't even have 2,000 people here on Sundays. And so, no, this is what a lot of people can get together and do through the power of the Holy Ghost mm-hmm. when we say yes and when we say not on our watch. And we're not just going to sit back and hope it goes away. We're going to jump in and we're going to kick it in the teeth. That's what it is we're going to do. The kingdom of heaven suffers violent, and the violent take it by force. And we're not playing. We want to rescue kids.
Amen.
We are tired of the sexualization of our children. We are tired of what pornography has done to our families. We are tired of it. And we're not going to wait for Hollywood. We're not going to wait for the socialists. We're not going to wait for the governments to get their act together. This time for the body of King Jesus to rise up and be a great big part of this. So you can do your part mm-hmm. by calling us at 877-413-0888. And if you give at the $50 level, you know mm-hmm. what? You get a Soul Invasion book signed with the Supernatural Sanity card.
Amen.
Right on. Yeah. I'm all about supernatural sanity. It has declarations, it has scriptures, mm-hmm. and it has prayer. Boom, boom, boom.
I love that.
And my Soul Invasion book mm-hmm. also has five things to remember that will put you in a right place with heaven.
Amen.
Because whenever we remember the right things, things change.
Amen.
Yeah.
Things change whenever we remember the right things. So we also have some other levels there. What are those?
Yeah. If you want to give $300, you'll get a signed book and two tickets to our New Beginnings Conference, which we had a planning meeting today for our next one. Guys, it's mm-hmm. going to be insane.
It'll be
we have some really cool things planned.
It gets better and better every year that I've been here.
It's
and
if the
you,
best.
By the way, if you are a stage mm-hmm. three partner with us, you get to see all mm-hmm. of our conferences for free.
Yep.
I mean, it's free. That's part of the stage three package. Mm-hmm. So, yep.
Yep. And if you give $1,000, you will get four tickets to our New Beginnings Conference and a stage three ODX membership for a year.
Which is good.
That's so
good.
That is awesome.
Okay. Well, hey, however you can give, give. And if you can't, I'm believing the Lord for a better place for you. There's been times in my life I wanted to give and I couldn't give. And I'm just like, okay, Lord, well, I just bless you in Jesus' name.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm about to go to a video and then we're going to bring our special guest up here and get ready.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
We're ready.
So what are we doing? What is this?
Well, thing? Let's show them. So Pastor David Diego Hernandez, mm-hmm. I follow him on social media, and he has really, so many of his clips have gone viral, and they're going viral mm-hmm. in the Gen Z crowd, which is really interesting because it's a tough crowd. It just is. And so I'm excited to hear the download from him and to have the two of you just talk Holy Spirit, because you're a Holy Spirit guy. He's a Holy Spirit guy. And so this clip that you're about to see is just a little peek at what you're in for. Take a look.
Have you ever felt like God gave you something, but you keep sitting on it? It's easy to think waiting is harmless until you realize you're bearing what God entrusted to you. In Matthew 25, 24 through 30, Jesus warns that passivity is not harmless, it's dangerous. The servant who buried his talent didn't steal or squander it. He simply did nothing. And for that, he was called wicked and lazy. Spiritual laziness minimizes the influence of the Holy Spirit. Today, this looks like ignoring your spiritual gifts year after year, claiming you're not ready. It shows up as dodging God's call with excuses like, I'm too busy, or someone else could do it better. It's spiritual passivity. Hours spent on entertainment while intimacy with God gets pushed aside. It's feeling the Holy Spirit prompting you to pray or speak up and deciding it's not convenient. God doesn't bless buried potential. He rewards action, faith that moves, risks, and obeys. Don't let fear or laziness rob you of purpose. Use what He gave you, or you risk losing even that. Wake up, step up, God is waiting. I wrote a book to help you understand the Holy Spirit. Get Holy Spirit, God within you, and EncounterTheSpirit.com.
All right, guys. Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm here with my special friend, Pastor David Hernandez. Wow, thank you so much for joining us today, sir.
Pastor Troy, it's a joy to be here.
It's a joy to have you, man. Thank you, man. So how long did it take you to drive up here?
Just about 2.5 hours. There's a little bit of rain, so Everyone slows down when it rains.
Golly, well, it's truly an honor to have you here with us, sir.
Well, even just sitting there listening on the side while y'all were talking about the rescues. Mm-hmm. I mean, what an expression of the heart of God.
It's redemption, right? I never intended on this being what our ministry was all about. It just kept coming to me and I couldn't get away from it. Don't you love it how the Holy Spirit brings you, kind of like Noah in the ark, you know, whether it's Adam in the garden. Man, when you're walking with God, God will bring you the things He wants you to have dominion over. He wants you to have dominion in. Man, this thing has just come to us and come to us. I just can't get away from it.
Yeah, I believe that. And I like to say the Holy Spirit guides as you go.
Amen.
And so sometimes we don't see that next step, but as we begin to take our steps forward, He begins to light a path before us, and He makes it very clear what directions we should go.
Amen, brother. Amen. So, hey, before we get off into ministry and whatnot, let's just talk about you. And I want to know about you, and I want to know about your ministry. I want to know about what's the name of your church? What are you doing?
So, simply put, I would say I'm an evangelist, and there are different expressions and facets of the ministry that the Lord is developing right now. But if we're going to talk about where it began, I'm a fourth generation Christian, third generation preacher, raised in a Christian home, but didn't know Jesus until 11 years of age. Now, I know that's pretty young to be saved, but there was a lot
that took you so long, 11 years old.
There was a lot that happened leading up to that. And it was just the hand of God. I mean, even at a young age, I was really aware of the spiritual conflict. I mean, even as I'm listening to these stories of these children, like the girl who asked for Oreos, 14 years old. I mean, my goodness, what an assault on her life from the enemy, but mm-hmm. Jesus rescued her.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I look at something like that and I think, my goodness, the mental and spiritual battle that can be fought there. And even at a young age, I was very aware of that. I could sense almost like a cloud over me, this battle between light and darkness. And as a young boy, I dealt with severe anxiety, depression, tormented in the mind. I would even hear voices that were demonic in nature. And so this is interesting because I grew up in a Christian home. And so I'm thinking, why am I dealing with this? But I was saved at 11, that torment ceased in that capacity. Of course, there were still things to work through. There were still attacks. And of course, the enemy still attacks believers even long after they're born again. But in terms of the development that took place after that, it was just a seeking of Jesus, looking to know Him. It wasn't like you said, you weren't really looking for this particular mm-hmm. expression of ministry. And so for me, it wasn't like I said, okay, now I'm going to be an evangelist. It was just, I want to know Jesus. And so I read a bunch of Christian books, watched a bunch of Christian television. I went to every revival, conference, worship event, prayer event, prophetic service. I sat in the front row when the prophets were there wanting to get a word. I probably went to the altar every single time an altar call was given. And because my dad was the pastor, I was able to go have lunch with these guest speakers. So I was that kid sitting at the table, just pestering every guest speaker with questions on the voice of God and deliverance and healing. And so just really like the sponge, soaking up all of this revelation and impartation from these various different individuals. And then from then on, developed this natural flow with the Holy Spirit. And so this is why I say ministry, if it's genuine, is an overflow of that expression of your love for God. So it wasn't like I passed out cards or anything like that. I started praying for people at my school. And then testimonies began to come in there. Then my youth pastor asked me to speak. And then from there, things just kind of snowballed into what they are today. And it's just kind of become this, again, with the media side too. I'd always had a passion for media and video cameras and lighting and the tech side of it. And it was just like the two were just a natural fit. I said, okay, I want to reach more people with the message of Jesus. I want more people to have encounters with the Holy Spirit. And so I'm going to use the tools that I have. And it just developed into that.
Wow.
Well, you're obviously good at it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was, we were looking at your videos this morning, and I was like, okay, when you come across what's real is you come across as real, as genuine, right? That's a big deal to me. I have the gift of real.
Yes.
You know, I have the gift of real, and I have no time for nonsense.
Right.
I'm not a drama guy. I'm like, I'm not going to be a part of that yet. You unapologetically bring the power of the Holy Spirit in whatever expression it comes.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's a big deal, man, to be able to pull off both of those things, the gift of real, the gift of genuine, not having some silly agenda, but yet not being ashamed of how the power of the Holy Spirit moves.
Right. So I like to say that the Holy Spirit doesn't need to be managed either capacity.
That's
so there are some who try to fight him because they're not comfortable with the way that he moves, or they'll say that we need biblical balance. And by biblical balance, really what they're saying is they have a personal preference for things that aren't strange.
Yes.
And so certain aspects of the Holy Spirit's power will offend the natural mind. And so there are some who try to stifle that work because they don't want to be embarrassed in front of the new converts. They don't want to be embarrassed in front of the visitors.
Yes.
They don't want to be embarrassed in front of the critics.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, there are those who add more than is necessary to the strangeness. So I think there's a little bit of nuance there, because I've seen it to where someone will experience the power of the Holy Spirit, and it's a genuine manifestation of power, maybe even on their physical being or causing them to respond in their emotions. And then they will add to that genuine encounter their own fleshly flair. And that's where you can kind of see that mixture where things look a little bit strange. But I'm with you, unapologetic about the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I think that's what this generation is looking for. They're not looking for the power. I was never the cool kid. I wasn't like, you know, ever, you know, into all the trends, and I didn't really know what was going on half the time anyway. And but I just knew I wanted Jesus. And so to me, it's just simple as be real. This is the power of God. This is what the word says. And I think that authenticity is what creates that response. When you're just, I'm not going to try to be the cool guy or try to polish it with certain packaging, though we should be excellent in our presentation.
But, and you are, by the way.
But I have a great team. The Lord really blessed me. We have a guy on the team. His name's Timothy Lay. Just a brilliant mind when it comes to media.
Hey, Timothy, do you need a job? Just one. Okay, I'm sorry. Just teasing.
No, and he would help. And in fact, we actually do. We invite other ministries to come in. And I told him, as much as you're able on the site, get out there and help other
ministries. You were at Alan DiDio's conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so Alan's a very, very, very good friend of mine.
Alan's amazing.
Yeah, Evan DiDio. So you're the whole time you were talking, you were reminding me of Evan DiDio. Because Evan grew up like you.
Yeah.
And just... And anytime he's around, any man or woman of God growing up, him and his beautiful sister would be like, hey, can we ask you, I want to hear this, I want to hear that. And they're so good at that.
Yeah.
So you're like Evan.
I appreciate the compliment. That family is just, to me, making a huge impact on the kingdom today.
I feel the Lord right now. One of the highest things that I can say about anybody is that they are an awesome daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan DiDio is such a great dad.
Yeah.
I just love him. Man, my heart breaks over him. I just love him so much.
Yeah, every time we're with him, you see the family dynamic at play. And that, to me, was one of the things that drew me to him, because I saw the way he treated his wife. I saw the way his children really look up to him and honor him. I'm like, that speaks volumes right there.
It sure does. Yeah, because you don't fake that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, man, I've traveled with him. He's been out to my ranch. Of course, he don't go anywhere without his wife and kids.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere. I mean, nowhere. His wife and kids go, and they are a tremendous asset everywhere that they go. But again, I think that that's a tremendous demonstration that we need to see is the power of the Holy Spirit within our families today. And I think Pastor Alan demonstrates that in a tremendous way that is so much needed.
No, certainly something to model. One of the things I want my daughters growing up knowing what the power of the Holy Spirit is.
Come on.
And then also having that biblical
foundation to be able to discern between what is flesh, what is spirit, what is counterfeit, what is hype, what is actually his power. Mm. And I think being grounded in the word, because there's so much fear. Mm. I think that's ultimately where a lot of it comes from. There's a lot of fear of what if it's counterfeit? What if it's demonic? What if it's emotion? And of course, I understand those reservations, but so long as we're grounded on the principles of the word and we're seeking after Jesus, that's the, I think the orientation we should have is, I'm not seeking an encounter. I'm not seeking a manifestation. I'm seeking Jesus. Mm. And in seeking Jesus, often you receive these different encounters.
Yeah, with the kingdom comes these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so another huge mistake that people make when it comes to the power of the Holy Spirit is this. Okay, one of the things I need everybody to understand is I need you to show me where this is at in the Bible. Okay, well, yes, Lynn Gideon, 31,171 verses in a King James Bible. I'm a Bible thumper, 66 books, 40 different authors, 1,600 years of time writing it. It is the written word of God. It's the logos. It's powerful. Within it is the Rhema. And I'm like, yes. However, God Almighty is not limited to Scripture. The Scriptures testify of him. Mm-hmm. The Scriptures testify of Jesus, and he is not limited to Scripture. And by the way, it's probably in the book somewhere. You just don't recognize it.
Right.
And that is a whole nother thing, which means the power of the Holy Spirit has to be limited to our intellect and to the people that we respect who taught us this is the way that God moves. And I think in these last days, the Holy Spirit cannot just be defined in action by what we traditionally understand.
Right. And I think even one of the concepts that they tried to objectively apply all across the board is this idea of deciphering between what is prescriptive and what is descriptive.
Mm.
And I understand why that can be a helpful tool, but a lot of the misunderstanding, or I should say a lot of the hesitation that comes to us in terms of the power of the Holy Spirit comes from concepts like this. Prescriptive and descriptive, or at least deciphering between the two, that's a helpful tool, but it's not a hard line. I mean, you can look at all sorts of different descriptive texts in the Old Testament, and even though it doesn't necessarily apply in the New Testament sense like an epistle, we can still see the nature of God demonstrated or even certain spiritual principles that were at play in those certain instances that can still apply to us today.
So I've had, you know, this is my 35th year, my 30th year of pastoring here at Open Door, and I got saved in 86, and I've been to 58 nations and preached the gospel all over the world. And then every time I think I've got the Holy Ghost figured out, every time I think I know how God does things, he will literally slap me down like a stop sign in a dadgum tornado and just and hit me in a way where I just go, okay, I had no idea. And I know better than to think I have it figured out, but I didn't even know that you did this. Can I share something?
Please.
With some stompers, and then I want to ask you, would you please share with me some things where you go, whoa, okay, wow. We went on a missions trip like 25 years ago. You're going to love this, Shay. And we took a medical team with us, and the medical team that we took with us was a seven-day Adventist group. Okay, because they were a medical team and they were willing to go on a missions trip. And I'm like, yeah, man, you guys come go with us. And we're building clinics and whatnot. We're in Uganda. There's this doctor and his wife and his sister-in-law who's a registered nurse. And what we do at our medical clinics is we line up all the kids, we go through, we examine every single one of them, and then we assess what kind of medicine they need and what kind of treatment they need. And then we drive all the way to Kampala. We get all of that stuff and then come back. And then those same people come back the next day and then they treat them, right? Yeah. There's a mama girl. She's probably 17 years old and she has two or three kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she's holding this child. She has two little boys and then she has this baby and the baby has Down syndrome. Okay. And she's like, hey, I have this child, and she goes, something's not right. And, dude, we were all so devastated. Wow. And my friends, again, they were seven-day Adventists. They'd never experienced the power of the Holy Ghost. They had never, and again, that's no diss on my seven-day Adventist friends. I love you guys. But, I mean, they had never had, like, a supernatural move of the Holy Ghost where Jesus was made manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They'd never seen anything like that. And so they were like, oh, well, they were devastated. And so Rena Kwan was mm-hmm. one of these girls. And Rena was mm-hmm. like, oh, honey, you're just going to, you know, there's nothing wrong with your child. Just, you know, she's just going to be at a different place. Now, this is a village girl she's talking to.
Mm. Wow.
And she's like, okay, well, just pray for her. You guys love Jesus, just pray for her. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, well, we'll pray, but, you know, I want you to know this. Okay. So they prayed. We prayed. We all prayed. So we come back about, I want to say 6 months later, 8 months later, I brought the same team back with me to Uganda. Rena Kwan had her the entire time she was at home, like she thought about that mama. She felt so sorry for that mama. She got special gifts from the mama. She got special gifts for the little boy and for the little girl. And we went back and she couldn't wait to see this one particular mama with this child that had Down syndrome. We get together, we meet, and there she is. And she said, where's the girl, you know, that you were here 6 or 8 months ago? And she said, no, this is her. And she said, no, the girl you had.
No
And I'm
way.
Telling you, I give you my word as a man of God, Jesus healed that child of Down syndrome.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That rocked my world because I've prayed for Down syndrome children all over the mm-hmm. world and never thought about
actually getting healed.
Right.
That God would heal them on a genetic level.
Wow.
I've always just, you know, because I love Down syndrome children and we have special needs children all over the world. And I want to just say it, they're no longer, they're crazy charismatics now, those same 7 day Adventists. And they are crazy Holy Ghost mm-hmm. people now. And we saw the Lord do an unusual miracle that I never imagined. I literally had to apologize to my church and went, I have never had faith for that, and I've never even considered
it. There's many instances where I have to ask the Holy Spirit, help me believe for this miracle.
Wow.
Because it's interesting that even as it pertains to the miraculous, sometimes we can get used to the systems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't mean to sound dismissive toward these things, but okay, deaf ears open, blind eyes open, skin disease healed, cancer. And these things make sense to us because we've seen them so many times.
Yeah.
Yet when it comes to some of the more unusual miracles, as we would call them, because we haven't quite developed the faith, I think, as the body collectively mm-hmm. for them yet, mm-hmm. then there's that little bit of hesitation, even in me. And this is the thing I tell people all the time. Whatever you see in me that's of God and of faith and of power, give God glory. Whatever you see in me that's not that, give me some grace. Because the Holy Spirit's still working
like
in me
that.
Too. I'm not a super Christian.
Yeah.
I would be 1,000 broken pieces on the floor were it not for the Holy Spirit. Because he's the one doing the work. And so even we as ministers, we're developing that faith. And there are instances mm-hmm. where even my faith will be higher than other moments where I'm asking the Holy Spirit, please, you got to help me in this moment. I need to believe. For example, you're talking about kind of going outside the box and the Lord doing things in a way that maybe you didn't imagine he would do them. Now, this is I want to be careful with the way I say this because I don't want to dishonor any move of the Holy Spirit.
Of course.
Every move of the Holy Spirit is of God is ultimately stewarded by people who make mistakes and maybe lean to certain extremes on when they shouldn't. But there has been this idea, and I understand it to some degree, because I think there's some validity to it, that you know the power upon your life is proportionate to your private prayer life and so forth. So yes, I believe we mm-hmm. have to pray to see power demonstrations. I believe we have to live surrendered and yielded and holy. But there's this mindset that developed in me that kind of began to took credit for that. Miracles happen, the power happened because I'm walking in the anointing or because I'm paying the price or because I'm the yielded vessel. And I didn't even realize it that even supernatural demonstrations can become a root of religious mindsets to where yesterday's revival can become today's rituals and religions. And yes. So I'm after a service, I'm in my mind, you know, how shall I say this, exhausted or, you know, the power has lifted off of me because I wasn't in that frame of mind. I'm walking off the platform. In my mind, I'm done. Okay, I'm going to go home. I need rest. It's been a 4-hour service. This is it. And this mother brings her daughter to me. And she kind of, you've probably had this happen where the parent kind of forces child and the child kind of has this little, like, I don't really want, they're looking at you like, I don't really
like
want
you're a
this.
Stranger.
Yeah, like, what is going on here? So the mother brings her daughter to me and explains to me that she has a severe hearing loss to the point that she was, I think it was legally deaf. You know, there's different mm-hmm. degrees of that. So even someone could be blind, but still some sight. because it's legally blind is what they would call it. But she was legally deaf. And the mother brings her to me. She's standing in front of me. And she's just kind of like, not pouting, but just, I don't want to be here. And then I'm thinking, me too. I don't want to be here either. I'm done. And so I just have to be honest. There was this knowing from the spirit on one side that it could happen. Mm-hmm. But then there was the other side of me that was just very tired and just finished. I lay my hands on the girl. Very simple. Wasn't a fancy prayer. I didn't feel great power flowing mm-hmm. through me. It was just, mm-hmm. Lord Jesus, please heal this girl. Something simple like that. Within seconds of me laying hands on her, she went from kind of that pouty disposition to shocked. She looks at her mom, looks at me, looks at her mom, looks at me, and begins to weep.
Wow.
Her ear opened up. And I was shocked because I'm thinking, wait, this is after the service. The anointing has lifted. You know, I didn't pray for 3 hours before this moment. I already, you know, I needed to go recharge that spiritual battery. And she actually came back. This is on YouTube. We have it where I think it's something like deaf ear opened, medically verified miracle. And the mother actually came back a few weeks later with medical reports in hand. And so we have both medical reports where there was severe hearing loss and then suddenly perfect hearing, to where when the medical team that was examining her did the examination, they had assumed that the machine was broken so that they made her run through the test again and again and again. And she's perfectly healed to this day.
What did you learn from that?
That I just can't fit God in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, it takes faith to be healed, but I've seen people with no faith healed. Mm. I've also seen people with faith not healed. Yes, God is the one working through us as vessels, but I've also seen him just heal someone in the service. Heal them while they're standing in line before the service even takes place.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't want to fit in this box. And while there are biblical parameters that tell us the principles upon which that healing power works, we're never going to be able to reduce it to a single formula. Otherwise, it's not miraculous.
You just got to keep going after it.
Yes.
You just have to keep going after King Jesus and let him be the king. And it's not a failure if you pray. Like I say this all the time. If we have to pray for 1,000 people to see one healed of cancer, are we willing to do that?
Yeah.
Or at what point do we get offended? At what point do we say, this is ridiculous, this is nonsense? At what point do we stop believing the Lord? Or can we just go all the way? And is that worth it? Absolutely, that is worth it.
And this is where I say we can either live by emotion and experience or the word. Because what's interesting to me is that those who stand on the word, despite what they see, are often accused of being emotional, namely those who believe in the miraculous. But then we see that a lot of the doubt, the cynicism, the skepticism when it comes to miracles, that in particular comes from emotionalism, from experience. Well, it doesn't happen that way, or I didn't see it in my life that way. And so then we develop that doubt that begins to affect the way that we believe for miracles. But when it comes to the miraculous, I truly believe that there is something about contending for it. Because you had to believe in it passively or actively, to where maybe a certain part of the body of Christ say, well, we believe in miracles. God still does it. But kind of like he'll do it when he does it. I'm on the other end of that where I'm saying, okay, I'm going to go believing for the miraculous.
We're about to get some questions here, so you guys have the questions ready.
Yeah.
And then we'll go behind the veil. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want to get to the point where I'm believing for the miraculous, even in the face of those experiences that would tell me to stop believing. I'd rather go my whole life believing for the miracle.
Amen.
Than to give up even one day too soon.
Because you want to be the kind of person who believes in miracles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to be, you want to have the yes in your spirit, and you want to have the willingness to say, I'm not leaving this place. I know the goodness of the Lord. I don't have all this stuff figured out. I don't have the perfect method. I don't have the magic words. I don't have any of that. Just Christ in me is the hope of glory. And I'm here, and I'm still going to say yes. I'm still going to believe. And watch what Jesus does in those kinds of environments. I was just with Alan DiDio here. You might have actually saw this, Pastor, but they had this. I was up there and I was getting ready to preach, and I had the simplest, most generic word to give the camera girl. And it was, it sounds so silly. And I just went, man, that is the Lord. And I'm just going to tell her that no matter how simple it is. And so I walked over to her, and the word was this: the Lord has given you a new joy, and your joy you'll be able to share with everybody. So it's very generic, not anything specific, but I knew I just was like, it'll be a joy for me to tell her that because I know it's Jesus. When I did, she started screaming. I could hear. And I had no idea she was completely deaf in that ear.
And everyone and, knew it.
And she'd gone to that church. She'd gone to Allen's church for like 15 years. Yeah. And her mom was there. Her brothers were there. And she had even tried to have a cochlear implant to try and regain hearing in that ear. And I mean, I had no idea if she was deaf. I just said, and I just walked over to that ear. I had nothing to do with that. I had no faith for her healing. I didn't even know she was deaf. I had no idea. I just knew the heart of the Father towards her. And I knew that I just said, the Lord has given you a new joy and you'll be able to share this with everybody. Well, she had faith and she received that as I'm going to hear what he says as he's speaking to this ear. And I didn't have nothing to do with it. I didn't feel anything, nothing. And pop. And then it was Katie bar the door. Everybody started losing their minds.
So cool.
That's an incredible story.
I just love the Holy Ghost. I love the Spirit of the Lord. I know that people have been writing questions and all kinds of things from all over the world. What do you guys got? You guys got a good question?
We have some really long ones, but we got Vicky Griffin, Pastor David. When did you know that God wanted you to write about the Holy Spirit?
Well, this has just been a passion that I can't say there was a distinct moment where I got to write about the Holy Spirit. But what happened was I had very intense encounters with the Holy Spirit at a very early age. Okay. I began to share about those encounters. Others started having encounters. And it became to the point where I said, okay, I'm going to put this on video. I put it on video. And it just was one of the natural ways in which I saw that it would be something that we could use. Much like what I think the early church did.
Yeah,
and in the book of Acts, where they would try to go to certain regions and the Holy Spirit would prevent them. Mm-hmm. That tells me they just saw a need and sought to fill it. And that's the way I look at the call of God.
Me too, buddy.
Very simple. Trust and obey. I just cling to him. What do you want me to do next? And if I see an opportunity to serve, I take it.
Yeah. In the Old Testament, we have a red light until God gives us a green light. In the New Testament, we have a green light until God gives us a red light.
Go until says no.
That's exactly right, man. So, hey, if people want to get your book, how do they get it? What is your book and where do they find that at?
So the book is Holy Spirit, God Within You. And it's about my friendship with the Holy Spirit, how they can have a friendship with the Holy Spirit. I mean, all aspects, the nature of the Holy Spirit, power of the Holy Spirit, gifts of the Holy Spirit,
image
fruit
guy.
Of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, destiny image.
I'm a destiny image
guy.
Oh,
they're a great team.
I love working with them. So Sean and Tina and Larry and them. All those guys.
Yeah. And Joel.
Joel, man. Golly,
he
Joel.
Says hello, by the way.
Yeah, I love him. Yeah.
So they can get it at encounterthespirit.com.
Encounterthespirit.
Various different aspects of the nature of the Holy Spirit. One of the core themes is the concept that the Holy Spirit already dwells in us. Mm. I think we've begun to think of the Holy Spirit as a reward for the super spiritual.
Oh, that's good.
As opposed to our only power at being spiritual, to where we say, I experience more of God, not in receiving more of God, but in surrendering more to him. And so it's not a matter of you having the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit having you.
That's so good, because I feel like I know so many people, and I get asked a lot, how do I know? Do I have the Holy Spirit within me? Because my Holy Spirit doesn't look how yours looks. I don't have that gift. So does that mean I don't have the Holy Spirit? And I think that's such a good point what you just said to remember that the Holy Spirit, it's not a reward for a certain amount of spirituality. Okay, you've climbed up the ladder this much on the spiritual checklist, so you get this gift now. No, like God's given it to all of us. That's so good.
He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Not a baby Holy Spirit, not a new convert Holy Spirit, not a portion of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:11, the same Spirit who raised Christ from the dead dwells in me.
Amen.
I'm looking at people literally all over the planet Earth, people saying, hey, would you pray for me?
Yeah.
And I just saw somebody says, hey, she's lost a bunch of her hearing. She wants to see a miracle. There are people that are believing miracles for their children. There's one person here writing this talking about the miracle that somebody is missing and they're looking for a miracle there. I want to just tell you, we have an anointing to find missing people.
Yes, we do.
You were saying earlier, you know, that you heard voices. And by the way, guys, get ready because we're fixing to pray for you. We're going to pray for everybody. And so if you have a prayer request, I want you to type that down. I want you to write down what that is. And then also, after this prayer, we're going to go behind the veil. We're going to answer a bunch of questions. I'm going to look through these myself and we're going to find, she's going to show me some. And we're going to pray specifically for moves of God concerning the something that only the Spirit of the Lord can do, only the Spirit of God. But, Pastor, I've literally been in regions and I have heard the cries of girls. I've heard their cries. And my wife, who we've been married for 36 years, there have been times where I have woken up in the night hearing the cry of somebody that needed to be rescued. And I'd be like, we're fixing to rescue somebody. And she'd be like, I heard that cry. And I'm like, I did too. And I'd be like, tell me how. And she's like, it went, I went, wow. Yeah, I went, that's exactly. And I followed my finger with how the voice went. So I did too. I heard that cry. It's the moan of someone with chains that King Jesus himself wants to set free. And we're like, we start speaking to him. Before we even meet him, we start speaking to him. And we start going, we're like, we're coming for you. King Jesus sees you. You're going to be set free. Hold on. Psalms 91 on you, man, in Jesus' name. And we start, let the Spirit of the living God go in the name of Jesus. Let angels be released. I hear that sometimes. I've literally been driving through a town and the most extreme thing I've ever had happen to me by the power of the Holy Ghost is I was at my house praying for a missing girl. And God Almighty told me, I knew three things, and it's like three Holy Ghost flashcards. Okay. It was like gank, gank, gank. And it was like this: Cleburne, Texas, Grant Street, white picket fence.
Whoa.
And wow. I told my wife, I think I know where that girl is. And I drove to Cleburne, Texas. Didn't even know that there was a Grant Street in Cleburne, Texas. I turned at the Dairy Queen, and the next right, it said Grant Street. I started going down the street, and I saw an old crummy house that had a white picket fence. And I walked straight up there, and I knocked on the door, and that girl answered the door.
Wow.
That is a true story.
Mm-hmm. It makes me think of
No, I'm done.
It makes me think of Moses. One of the symbols of the Holy Spirit in Scripture is fire. Mm. And the moment he comes into contact with this fire, he too begins to hear the cry.
Mm.
And that's one of the ways. Good. I mean, you can talk about power. Yes, the Lord gives us power. But one of the demonstrations of having come into contact with the Holy Spirit is that you can hear the cry.
That's so good.
You can hear the cry of the lost. You can hear the cry of the addicted, the broken, the bound. And
yes.
And he ignites that fire in you to where that passion for souls, Romans 5:5, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. His love for souls becomes my love for souls. And that really is the driving motivator. I mean, yes, we do it because we love the people. Yes, we do it because we love the testimonies. But ultimately, every soul we win is a tear we wipe off his face.
Come on, buddy.
Every soul we win is Jesus reaping the reward of his suffering. Mm-hmm. And that's what drives, that's for me, good. Evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
Well, friends, we're about to pray, and we're going to be praying for Jessica, her marriage, and the hell that she's going through concerning that. And we're going to be praying for Susie, her daughter, who has Down syndrome. She has faith that the Lord can actually hit. And I want you guys to do an internet. Hey, man, if you want to build your faith, Susie, honey, just go to the internet and type up healed of Down syndrome and look at how many people all over the world have made videos. And there's one guy in Brazil. He still has the features of Down syndrome, and he's a preacher of the gospel. He's like, no, man, the Lord healed me. And the guy's a genius.
Whoa, that's cool.
Look it up. Look up healed of Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Veda. Man, she's praying for her hearing to come back. And I don't know if that's my Veda friend that is up by the Red River, but I love that name, Veda. Darth Veda is what I always think of. So. But Rayview, he's praying for healing. Charles Jones, praying against his blindness. Jocelyn Smith, to be found.
Mm-hmm. That was the missing.
That's the missing girl, is Jocelyn?
Girl. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, do you believe that the Holy Spirit heals these people and sets them free and finds them?
With every fiber of my being.
Yes.
With every fiber of my being.
So, hey, worldwide family and tribe, I want you to join with us as we pray for you and for all these names listed. And I'm going to ask Pastor David Hernandez to lead us in prayer.
So, as we pray, I want you to keep this in mind. You don't need to beg or plead. Jesus paid that price. And I want you to recognize that he's in the room with you right now. He's looking at you. He's listening to you. and his presence abides there with you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift those now crying out to you.
I feel the Lord.
And I pray, precious Lord, that you would envelop them in the beauty and the majesty of who you are. Let there be a river of healing that begins to flow even now in the mighty name of Jesus. We rebuke sickness and disease in Jesus' name. We rebuke bondage. Bondages be broken. Addiction be broken. Torment be broken.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And Lord, we pray for these requests in regards to these miracles, and we lift them to you. And Father, we pray for Jocelyn. Holy Spirit, protect her and help her to be found. In your name we pray by faith.
Yes.
The matchless name we agree. Amen.
Yeah, I agree in the name of King Jesus with Pastor David Hernandez and just declare you have your healing. If you just now experienced a healing, if your ear just opened, if your eyes just opened, if the phone just rang and Jocelyn called you, if you see some kind of miracle, hey, would you write it down and say, I just got my miracle. I just got my miracle. And also, I want to just say, listen, this, you can live in the power of the Holy Spirit like this every single day of the week, every day. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Amen. You do have the Spirit of the living God within you. The same resurrection Spirit, the same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead is literally in you, and he loves you so much. Friends, I want to encourage you guys to get Pastor David Hernandez's book, and this book is called The Holy Spirit, God Within You, Destiny Image, is my good friends, and they published it, and this is... Pastor David Diga Hernandez, and I encourage you guys to get a copy of that. You can find that at is it not Diga?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love your accent.
Yeah? Oh, yeah? Did I have an accent? So right on. So
Amazon or EncounterTheSpirit.com.
EncounterTheSpirit.com.
Oh, good.
So what we're going to do now is we're about to go behind the veil, which is exclusive for our Stage 2 and Stage 3 partners who help us rescue kids.
All right.
Is that okay?
Let's do it.
And we're going to take some more questions, and we're going to do those things. And so would you mind joining us for just a few
minutes? I'd love to join you.
That's amazing. Friends, we're about to go behind the veil. And before we go behind the veil, I want to encourage you guys in Jesus' name that if you haven't signed up for Stage 2 or Stage 3, man, you definitely want to do that, because this is the part where we could get censored. And we're going to go to our own platform, which is odx.tv, odx.tv. And you know what we do, guys? We rescue boys and girls all over the planet Earth, and we're going to continue to do that. We have some cool packages, some cool giving, some cool offers of things that we want to give away.
Yes.
Help me with that.
Yeah. So just want to let people know, listen, if you want to sow into all that the Lord is doing here, you can call the number on your screen, 877-413-0888. And you can get involved that way. You can click give on troybrewer.com, or if you're watching on ODX, just click give on ODX.tv, or you can mail us snail mail. We'll put the address on the screen for you if you'd like to do it that way, guys. But listen, if you want to donate $5,000 today to help us to sponsor, that basically takes care of the pregnancy center in Belize for 1 month. But that is influencing, I mean, that's going to influence thousands, tens of thousands, of course, hundreds of thousands of girls.
They have rescued 1,500. They have birthed 1,500 babies in 10 years out of our last one. And we have rescued hundreds and hundreds of girls who are slaves. Imagine a lot of these kids that are having slaves are 12 and 13 years old. And so the little girl that we rescued 3 weeks ago, she's 15 years old and she has three kids. She's a 15-year-old child.
She has
three kids.
It doesn't make sense.
And this is the world that we live in. I mean, we have to step up. We've got to provide the housing. We have to provide the education. We have to provide the protection. And we are. We're doing that.
We're doing it.
So,
and if you want to sow $5,000 today, you will get a lifetime membership at odx.tv. Lifetime for your whole life. Okay. On ODX.TV, that's access to all of our content. It's also access to all of our conferences that we have. And we have so many throughout the year, and they are amazing. They're prophetic. They are incredible. But not only that, because Pastor Troy is gracious with his time and he lets us offer up his time so freely, if you sow $5,000.
Everybody's so generous with my time.
Pastor Troy, you will get an hour call with Pastor Troy. You could do that over the phone. It could be a Zoom. You could have him Zoom into your Bible study, Zoom into your family meeting. Maybe you just need prayer for something, or you need some guidance, spiritual guidance. You know, I wouldn't put it past the Lord to give Pastor Troy a prophetic word for you in that moment. So that's one of the things that you will get if you sow $5,000 today by calling 877-413-0888 or giving in the other ways. Also, $1,000 donation, you will get 4 tickets to our New Beginnings Conference and a Stage 3 ODX membership for a year. That's incredible. For a $300 donation, you'll get a signed book and 2 tickets to our New Beginnings Conference, which is, I'm telling you, if you've never been, it's the best way you could start off your year. It truly is. And for $50, you will get a signed book of Soul Invasion with his Battle Cry card. And those are the packages we've got going for you. But honestly, guys, any donation helps us do this work, helps us be the hands and feet of Jesus. And we're saying yes. When God presents these opportunities, we're saying yes. So please help us.
KG is asking, is it transferable? And we're saying, yeah, we can work that out with you. You can just call us and we'd be happy to work that out. Also, you know, the little girl that we've been praying for that's missing, she's 6 years old. And I just believe that by the power of the Holy Spirit, she's found.
Jesus, yes, Lord.
And we have seen that miracle happen so many times.
Wow.
So, man, we're believing God for that. Well, by the way, you just did a good job.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Amazing.
Right on. Really, really and truly, y'all, I mean, this money does not come to us. We all get a paycheck.
No.
And I'm just going to just tell you the truth. If we were to finish every project we have right now, it costs $4 million. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we're believing God for a $4 million miracle to finish.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that we're doing in Uganda is so many people's lives depend upon it. So we're like, hey, let's just tell everybody. And I've never before this week I always just show people, hey, we rescued somebody, support us. Now that I'm taking on all these new projects, I'm like, here's how much it costs. Help. Please help.
Yeah.
And people are helping us. Amen. And
the Lord always comes through.
Yeah, he is. I'm not worried about it. I have no anxiety about it. Mm-hmm. But I do have a tremendous sense of urgency. Mm-hmm. This is the work of the Lord.
Yep.
And I want to be able to stand before King Jesus someday with all my friends and all of my partners and just say, we did everything that we could do, Lord. Mm-hmm. We did. Yeah. And we just say, here you go.
Yep.
Yeah. Amen. All right. Amen. Well, friends, we're going to go behind the veil.
I'm excited.
And we're going to go over a video. Mm-hmm. And the video that we're going to has to do with, guys, we just released our brand new song this week. Mm-hmm. And I hope that you've heard it. It's called Here I Am. And you can now get it through Spotify. You can get it through Apple Music. Sweeping the country like a brand new broom, as a DJ would say. And we're actually going to be releasing the official video this coming Friday. I'm going to show you some of that right here, right now, as it's got scenes of us rescuing kids all over the world. Every child that you see in this video is a child that we rescued from the horrors of this world. Mm-hmm. Watch this.
Who wants to find him in a secret place? Here I am. Fill this place. Who wants to see?